Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Shane from Mary Jane LeMond and Wendy McIsaac. We heard the tune Boise Monsters. Shane is on their own record label. Last week, I explained the conundrum I found myself in as a young musician finding nothing of interest in the music of Eastern Pennsylvania. Later, I discovered old-time music from the Southern Mountains, and it felt like I found my adopted home. This week, we complete our two-part feature, Music from Home, featuring musicians who perform the songs and tunes from their home region. We'll open with Beausoleil, a band that helped to reestablish Cajun music in Louisiana, and Bon Temps Roulet from their recording Bayou Cadillac on Rounder Records. More music from home on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
French, but never been to school. If you wanna get make a woo really fine. You let the bone down rouler. Country to the Zydeco, you let the bone down rule.
Churchyard, I will know the path through the soft green sward. Friends slumbered there, we were wont to regard. We'll trace out their names in the old churchyard. Oh, mourn not for them, their grief is o'er. Weep not for them, they'll weep no more. For deep is their sleep, though cold and hard. Their pillow may be in the old churchyard. No, it seemed vain when friends depart to breathe kind words to the broken heart. I know that the joys of life seem marred. We'll follow our friends to the old churchyard. Our friends linger there in sweetest repose, released from the world's sad bereavement and woes. And who would not rest with the friends they regard in quietude sweet in the old churchyard? We will rest in the hope of that bright day when beauty shall spring from the prison of clay, when Gabriel's voice and the trump of the Lord shall awaken the dead in the old churchyard.
Here comes a man that you must meet. His name is Billy McCoy. Going down to meet the boys at the Garden of Joy. Oh, he's a man that should not limp. He has nothing but money to spend. He can't be beat, he ain't no cheat. He's just a man that you want to meet. Whoa, whoa, let's go down and have one more time.
Presenting part two of Music from Home this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That was Maria Muldaur from her recording Garden of Joy, and we heard the title track, which is an old Clifford Hayes tune. Maria actually grew up in Greenwich Village, so she heard an awful lot of different kinds of stuff as she was growing up. Before that, we heard from Ralph Stanley from his recording Shine On, and a song he sang frequently in concert, The Old Churchyard. That's on Rebel Records. It's one of my very favorite of Ralph's recordings. And before that, a classic, Altamont, black string band music from the Library of Congress. We We heard Nathan Frazier and Frank Patterson. Nathan was playing the banjo and Frank was playing the fiddle. Recorded in 1942 in Nashville, Tennessee by John Work. And we heard 8th of January. Altamont is on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Beau Soleil and Bon Temps Roulé from the recording Bayou Cadillac. And that's also on Rounder Records. We are listening to more music from home this week. And Sheila K. Adams grew up in a family of ballad singers and storytellers. Here's her rendition of Four Nights Drunk, Sheila K. Adams, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I come home the other night as drunk as I could be, and I saw a horse a-standing in the stable where my horse ought to be. Said, come here, my little wifey, and explain this thing to me. Now, why's a horse a-standing in the stable where my horse ought to be? You blind fool, you drunk old fool, now can't you plainly see that's only a milk cow your granny sent to me? Well, I've traveled this whole world over 100 times or more, but a saddle on a milk cow I never did see before. I come home the other night as drunk as I could be, and I saw a hat hanging on the rack where my hat ought to be. So come here, my little wifey, and explain this thing to me. Now, why's a hat there hanging on the rack where my hat ought to be? You blind fool, you drunk old fool, now can't you plainly see that's only a dish rag your granny sent to me? Well, I've traveled this whole world over 100 times or more, but a J.B. Stetson dish rag I never did see before. I come home the other night as drunk as I could be, and I saw some britches laying on the floor where mine ought to be. So come here, my little wifey, and explain this thing to me. Now, why's the britches laying on the floor where mine ought to be? You blind fool, you drunk old fool, now can't you plainly see that's only a flour sack your granny sent to me? Well, I've traveled this whole world over 100 times or more, but a zipper on a flour sack I never did see before. I come home the other night as drunk as I could be, and I saw a head a-laying on the pillar where my head ought to be. Said, come here, my little wifey, and explain this thing to me. Now, why's a head there laying on the pillar where my head ought to be? You blind fool, you drunk old fool, now can't you plainly see that's only a cabbage head your granny sent to me? Well, I've traveled this whole world over 1,000 times or more, but a mustache on a cabbage head I never did see before, and you'll have to use your imagination on this.
Come on, you lads, draw near to me, that I be not forsaken. This day was lost to Genesee, and my living has been taken. I'll go to sea no more. We set out this day in the bright sunrise, the same as any other. My son and I, and old John Price, in the boat named for my mother. I'll go to sea no more. Now it's well you know what the fishing has been. It's been scarce and hard and cruel. But this day, by God, we sure caught cod. And we sang and we laughed like fools. I'll go to sea no more. I'll never know what it was we struck, but strike we did like thunder. John Price gave a cry and pitched overside. Now it's forever he's gone under. I'll go to sea no more. Now a leak we've sprung, let there be no delay. If the genie sea were saving, John Price is drowned and slipped away. So I'll patch the hole while you're bailing. I'll go to sea. But no leak I found from bow to hole. No rock it was that got her. But what I found made me heart stop cold. For every seam poured water, I'll go. My God, I cried as she went down. That boat was like no other. My father built her when I was 9 and named her for my mother. I'll go to sea no more. And sure, I could have another maid in the boat shop down in Dover. But I would not love the keel they laid like the one the waves roll over. I'll go to sea no more. So come on, you lads, draw near to me, that I be not forsaken. This day was lost, the genie sea, and my whole life has been taken. I'll go to sea no more.
This is the song that took the longest of all the songs to write and to record. And it's also about our favorite amongst the songs. It's called The Dangling Conversation.
It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room, and we sit and drink our coffee. Couched in our indifference like shells upon the shore, you can hear the ocean roar in the dangling conversation and superficial sighs, the borders of our lives. And you read your Emily Dickinson, and I my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we've lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated and the dangling conversation and superficial sighs are the borders of our lives. Yes, we speak of things that matter with words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room has softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me, lost in the dangling conversation and superficial sighs in the borders of our lives.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1903. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Shane from Mary Jane LaMond and Wendy McIsaac. And we heard a tune called Keeping Up with Callum. Callum is Wendy's son, who was just about 1 year old when they made this recording, and he was into everything. It's on their own record label, Mary Jane LaMond and Wendy McIsaac. We are listening to more music this week from home, and some folks find home in a very different place. We heard the band Cheris and a song called Haida Haida. They're Ukrainian. They live on the Lower East Side of New York City. That's from a recording called New York City Global Beat of the Boroughs, and that's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, a classic from my youth, Dangling Conversation, recorded live by Simon and Garfunkel at Philharmonic Hall in New York City on January 22, 1967. And that's on a recording brought out a couple years ago in Columbia. I was very much influenced in my formative years by the guitar playing of Paul Simon and their songwriting as well. And before that, Stan Rogers from the recording Turnaround from 1978. We heard the Genie C. That's on Fogarty's Cove Music. He sang a lot of songs about the maritime region of Ontario in Canada. And we let off that set with Sheila Kay Adams and Four Nights Drunk, which is actually a derivation of Child Ballad number 274. That's on Whatever Happened to John Parrish's Boy. That's on Granny Dell Records from Sheila Kay Adams. We're talking about music from home, and almost everything I think Guy Clark wrote had something to do with his home in Texas. It was a song all about his father. Here's the Randall Knife on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My father had a Randall knife, and my mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man, was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. The knife was made for darker things, and you could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one, and he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word once. Slept, and there it stayed for 20 some odd years, sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. Couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea, poured them off the stern, then threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. Hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
and I've been howling all around you. If you give me what I want, I'll go. And you won't help me howl no more. You know when I get to howling, I dig me a hole down in the ground. Well, you know when I get to howling, I go dig a hole down in the ground. Some people call me a black panther, but my baby, she knows the way I sound.
We're listening to part two of Music from Home this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard a set of family songs. Mud Morganfield is Muddy Waters' son. His recording is called They Call Me Mud. And we heard one of Muddy's tunes, Howlin' Wolf. That's on Severin Records. And before that, Karen Casey The recording Two More Hours is dedicated to her mother, Ann Casey, who died in 2010. We heard the title track. That's on Crow Valley Music. And before that, the classic Randall Knife from Guy Clark and his recording Songs and Stories on Dual Tone Records. We lost Glenn Orland recently, a wonderful cowboy poet and singer. This is from one of his early Rounder recordings, all about the high tone dance. Here's Glenn Orland on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, you can't expect a cowboy to agitate his shanks in the etiquette-ish manner in aristocratic ranks, but he's always been accustomed to shake a heel and toe at the rattling rancher's dances where much etiquette don't go. You can bet a set of 'em laughing in an astonished sort of way, a giving of their squinters an excited sort of play. When I happened into Denver and was asked to take a prance in the smooth and easy measures of a high-toned dance. When I got amongst the ladies in their frocks of fleecy white, and the dudes togged out in wrappings, simply out of sight, tell you what, I was embarrassed and somehow I couldn't keep from feeling like a burro in a flock of pretty sheep. Every step I took was awkward and I blushed a flaming red like the principal decorations on a turkey gobbler's head. The lady said to seldom that they ever got a chance to see an old-time puncher at a high-toned dance. I cut me out a heifer from that flock of pretty girls. I yanked her to the center to dance some dreamy whirl. She laid her head upon my bosom in a loving sort of way. We drifted into heaven as the band began to play. I could feel my neck a-burning from her nose's breathing heat as she do-si-do'd around me half the time upon my feet. And she gazed up in my blinkers with a soul-dissolving glance quite conducive to the pleasures of a high-toned dance. Every nerve just got to tingling to that music of delight. I hugged that little sage hen uncomfortably tight, but she never made a beller. The glances of her eyes seemed to thank me for the pleasures of a genuine surprise. She cuddled up against me in a loving sort of way. I hugged her all the tighter for her trust to find play. Tell you what, the joys of heaven ain't a cussed circumstance to the hugamania pleasures of a high-toned dance. When they struck that old cotillion on the music bill of fare, every bit of devil in me seemed to fetch out on a tear. I let out a cowboy war whoop and I started into rag, till the rafters started shaking and the floor began to sag. Then my partner, she got seasick and she staggered for a seat. I balanced to the next one, but she dodged me slick and neat. Tell you what, I took the creases from their go-to-meeting pants when I put the cowboy trimmings on that high-toned dance.
Thank you.
Don Petty and Bruce Green live in Western North Carolina and sometimes travel into Kentucky. They learn music from their region. We heard a wonderful old tune called The Old Folks Played and the Young People Danced from Manon Campbell of Letcher County, Kentucky. Bruce was on the fiddle and Don was on the dulcimer. Stranger on a Mule is the name of the recording. It's on Hazel Dog Records. And we let off that little set with Glenn Orland from his recording The Wild Buckaroo and the High Tone Dance, one of those songs he learned when he was actually working as a cowboy. Hope you've enjoyed the last 2 weeks of Music from Home here in the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1903.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.